Palestinians say there's no place left as the Israeli military orders all residents of Gaza City to evacuate immediately. The IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, urges those present in all its neighborhoods to relocate to a humanitarian zone. But the UN says nowhere in Gaza can be considered safe. Julia Tuma is with us. She's Director of Communications with the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA. Julia, thank you very much for taking our call again today.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
What's your understanding of what's happening in Gaza now?
I mean, look, there were evacuation orders this morning that are likely to impact about a million people in Gaza City and northern Gaza. This is a repeat of what we've seen at the beginning of the war almost 2 years ago, except that now, 2 years on, people are absolutely exhausted. They're living in famine. And there's no place to go, no place to go.
So when people get leaflets saying that they're to go to a humanitarian zone, what is that, where is it, and what's there for them?
They don't know where to go. There's no place to go. The vast majority of the Gaza Strip is absolutely shattered because of this two-year horror show that's been inflicted on the people of Gaza. No place is safe. No one is spared. And for example, the south, where originally people were forced to move to when the war began, the south looks like scenes from the Second World War.
But it is only the south of the country that is effectively considered by the Israelis to be safe. Is that right?
Say again?
It's only the south of the Gaza Strip that's considered by the Israelis to be safe now, yes?
There's nothing in the south. The whole of Rafah has been totally destroyed in a very, very heavy military operation over a year ago. The understanding from reading those leaflets is that people are forced to what the Israelis call a humanitarian zone. There is no such thing in Gaza, let alone a safe place. This war has got to stop. These orders must come to an end.
What can your agency do now?
We continue to be on the ground. We do what we can. Our clinics remain open. Our medical teams are doing their mobile work and to give health consultations to people in need. Our shelters continue to have over 100,000 people living in them. These are some of those forced to flee. We can't get our supplies in, though. It's been 6 months that the Israeli authorities have not allowed us to bring in anything into Gaza, including food that we have outside of Gaza, sufficient for about 3 months for the entire population. This is happening in the middle of famine, can easily be undone.
Do you see any end in sight to this?
Absolutely. Political will from member states, those who have influence on the state of Israel, to put an end to this horror show. Our humanity is at stake. This goes far, far beyond just the Gaza Strip.
Julia Tuma, Director of Communications at UNRWA, thank you very much for speaking with us again today.